Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now, though, the case is finally closed into the disappearance of teenager Natalie Holloway. She vanished in Aruba back in 2005. A case captivated the whole country. Today, the longtime suspect in her death, Joran van der Sloot, admitted in court to murdering Holloway. Nima Romani is a former federal prosecutor and current president of West Coast Trial Lawyers. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, as always.
So in addition to this admission we've got, and we're going to get into that, but first of all, why did this case gather so many eyeballs and so much attention? What was it about it that fascinated everyone?
Anytime a young American girl disappears, it's going to get attention, but especially when she disappears in a foreign country while she's on break. And frankly, her family did a good job advocating for her, but really, you know, folks like Nancy Grace and others in the media just kept the spotlight on. And, you know, the reality is, you know, whenever you have a young, attractive white girl and she goes missing, it's just going to get a lot more attention than other types of cases.
You know, so Joran van der Sloot agrees to fess up basically to this murder. It was part of a deal in his extortion case where he was convicted of trying to extort Natalie Holloway's mother in exchange for information about her daughter's death. But why do you, I mean, it seems like he would want to hold on to this confirmation, especially since he's already in prison for murdering a Peruvian woman several years ago. What did he have to gain in this? He's already in prison for quite a while now.
Well, he had a lot to gain because even though he got a max 20-year sentence, that's the most he can get for wire fraud, he's doing concurrent time with the 28 years he's doing in Peru. And even though he gave up this information, it can't really be used against him. He gave it up in a proffer, and the statute of limitations has already run in Aruba. That's 12 years. And we can't prosecute him here in the United States for foreign murder because he's not a U.S. national. So essentially, he gave up this information to give the family closure, but it's not going to add any additional prison time.
So would you say that justice wasn't really served here, in your opinion?
It was not. And I don't know that there was much we could do. It was really an Aruba case. And because the Aruba authorities weren't able to prosecute him, or at least successfully, for the murder, you know, we're really limited. Again, there's foreign murder statutes. There's things that can be done. But again, it really applies to U.S. nationals murdering U.S. nationals abroad. This was strictly an Aruba case.
Right. So U.S. had no jurisdiction or no authority to do anything. But in light of all of this now, with his sentence in Peru and now this in the U.S., how is his prison time going to go down? How is this going to be served?
Well, he has been serving prison time in Peru. And even though he was indicted here in the United States years ago for this extortion and fraud scheme, he wasn't extradited. It was really kind of part of a prisoner exchange. And even that deal was he was going to come here. He was going to answer to these charges. But any time he served would have to be after that sentence in South America. So, you know, the benefit to van der Sloot for giving the family the closure, I believe, that they've wanted is that he's going to get concurrent time. He's not going to get consecutive time.
All right. So very quickly, as far as Natalie Holloway's story is concerned, certainly not for her family, I'm sure. But is that it? Is there no more to do with Natalie Holloway's case? Can the family do anything else?
There's not much they can do. They got some restitution. It's certainly not going to mean a lot for losing your loved one. And I doubt Vandersloot will ever be able to pay those hundreds of thousands of dollars. But, you know, to the extent that his story actually checks out and, you know, Natalie Holloway's body is somewhere, you know, in the sea and it's not to be found, maybe it'll close this very dark chapter for the Holloway family, and they can hopefully finally put all this behind them.
And Nima Romani, thank you so much for joining us. Former federal prosecutor, current president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, now with Joran Vandersloot admitting in court that he murdered Natalie Holloway.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.